Welcome back. We missed you. Glad to have you along here on the first episode of the new year, kicking it with the Colonels. And look who's back. She's back. Wes and KJ here with you on the Kicking It with the Colonels podcast presented by UK Sports Medicine. KJ, tell me about your summer. You spent a lot of it in Texas. How was it?
Yes, I actually spent a lot of it working. You know, I'm a student athlete, but I still need to have a regular job like everyone else. So I worked at Olive Garden. I put a lot of cheese on some pastas, and I enjoyed my summer.
I never can go wrong with good pasta.
Yeah.
That's the good pregame meal, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah. Carb load, for sure.
Well, we're glad to have you back in Kentucky. I know you may not be excited about getting back into classes, but softball's coming up. I know. What's the team looking like so far? Have y'all been able to get together?
Oh, my gosh. The team looks really good. I'm not going to lie. The team looks really good. First practice coming out, I had very low expectations, as you always do. But there was some serious competition. It was intense practice. Everybody was giving it their all, and that's a great sign.
Yeah, well, before softball season gets here, we got some sports right now going on currently. Let's start with football. They are coming off a big win against Houston Christian right there in your hometown area, 20-10 over HCU in the first game played here at Roy Kidd Stadium. And they haven't lost a game at home, knock on wood, since November of 2023.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's really a home field advantage.
Yeah, I know they're keeping that goal that they had last year of protecting the kid and making sure that they execute when they're at home, and they continue to do that. So. Yeah.
Now this week, the football team will play up a little bit, play FBS school in Marshall. So that'll always be a little bit of a challenge, but I know Walt Wells and his crew will certainly be ready to the task. And this is a Marshall team that's 0-2. They just lost by one last week. So I think there is a little bit more confidence and optimism going into this week than their other FBS game against Louisville.
Yeah, absolutely. And always when you have a team that's close by, you always want to make sure that you're executing even more to where you have that little bragging point over them. So, yeah, especially them coming off a loss, EKU coming off a win, there should be a great advantage and some momentum going into that game. So.
And if you followed EKU sports for a while now, you remember that that used to be an old rivalry. Marshall was in the now FCS, and they were in the OVC for a long time, so it was a little bit of a rivalry there. But that will get going at 6 o'clock. You can hear our pregame coverage on the audio stream. I'll be a part of that at 5 o'clock. We're expanding to an hour pregame show for that, so that should be fun as well. And then volleyball getting going now. KJ, they're off to a really good start, too.
A very good start, yes. They have 2 weekends in a row where they start off with 2 wins and then they drop the last one. So I think the only thing they need to kind of work on for this next tournament is just to finish off that last game strong, for sure.
They've got a lot of returners coming back. I know Carson Ledford coming back, A.G. Hines now.
Yeah.
It's weird for me to call her A.G. Hyde, but formerly A.G. Vandegrift. Though, I mean, to have those two and Emily Hill, you got Cooper Abney. So they return a big chunk of their nucleus, and that coming off a really good team last year, I think the expectations are even higher here in 2025.
Yeah, and I say that they're meeting them. I mean, Emily Hill was player of the week this week, so they're definitely setting the standard for the freshmen and the newcomers coming in, and just continue to execute for sure.
An exciting weekend ahead for volleyball. They have their Jerry Pulvino Invitational, where they'll play 3 games here, for 2 on Friday, 1 on Saturday. And that's always an exciting time to play your first home matches.
Yeah.
Play Akron and UTRGV as well on Friday. So that'll be a really fun atmosphere. And I love how it is in the OSTC. There's just that everything's right on top of you. It's got that really positive energy, that atmosphere. I like the environment. I know it's different, but I like that environment.
Yeah. I mean, the stands are right next to you. Like, versus AC, how it's kind of like, you know, up and you're kind of like the center stage. But OSTC, it's almost like the fans are in the game. So that should be fun for them to play. It's going to be very intense for sure.
Yeah. And speaking of home court advantage, they definitely use it as a home court advantage last year. Remember that sweeping FGCU? I'm like, nobody sweeps FGCU, especially on at home. So it was a really good year. And Colonels are going to make it even more, try to do that even more that this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, big weekend for golf, both the men's and women's golf team. Tell us what happened at golf.
Yeah, so the women's golf actually win their season opener. this weekend. They won the Redbird Invitational. Kara Tucker, actually a sophomore, Madisonville native, won the whole tournament. They take their season opener. They're off to a great start. They're going to keep continuing to march on. Men's golf, on the other hand, shot a program record single round team score of 264 yesterday.
Okay.
As of now, they're in the lead by 8 strokes. Yesterday, they were 20 under as a team, which is insane.
Something my golf game has not seen in a long time.
Yeah, we saw our golf swings last year.
I think I'm about 120 over. But yeah, big weekend for golf. It was really impressive to see what they are able to do. I know, major kudos to them for their success this year. All right, or switching gears over to soccer now. They're off to a really good start as well. Love to see all these teams get off to really good starts.
Yeah.
4-1-1 for the soccer team. We'll chat with Maddie Murphy here in just a second. But for a team that was so, so close, KJ, last year of going to the tournament, just one game away, one goal away. The expectations are really high again, obviously.
Yeah.
And you have a team that, like volleyball, has a lot of their core returning.
Mm-hmm. You have to think about, like, the pressure that comes with that expectation. You know, you were so close to winning it all, and so now you have to restart. And it's got to be a lot of pressure for the newcomers, for the seniors, to kind of set that standard again. But they're off to a great start. They actually have a home win streak of 8.
Yeah.
So
it's one of the top of the country right now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of trending upward at EKU Sports right now.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that can continue. And this is a very young soccer team. We'll talk with Maddie. She's one of the veterans on this team, one of the few seniors on this team. Maddie Murphy, excited to chat with her. And here is that conversation with the Colonels star soccer player. Our guest today here on Kicking It with the Colonels is from EKU Women's Soccer, Maddie Murphy. Maddie, appreciate you joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So KJ's been working hard on some hard-hitting factoids for you. You know how you warm up before a game? So this is going to be your warm-up. Go ahead, KJ.
Yeah, so we have a little sponsored segment. We're sponsored by UK Sports Medicine. So I'm going to ask Maddie 10 questions, this or that questions. It's going to be quick, rapid fire, so let's see how she does. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Maddie, first question, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
All right, coffee or energy drink?
Energy drink.
All right.
I feel like we need theme music for this. we need theme music for this.
Okay, third question, early classes or late classes?
Late classes.
Oh, lowercase or Stratton?
Lowercase.
Stay up late or wake up early?
Stay up late.
Perfect. Morning workout or evening workout?
Evening workout.
All right. Would you rather play on grass or turf?
Turf.
All right. Corner kick or a free kick?
Free kick.
Oh, a pregame snack or a postgame meal?
Postgame meal.
All right. And then game day fit or sweats?
Sweats.
Yeah.
It's hard to go wrong with sweats.
Yeah. I'm always in sweats. You'll never catch me in jeans.
Well, that was awesome. Is that all?
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. So now you feel good. You're warmed up. You're ready to go now. Let's get into the meat of this. Well, again, Maddie, appreciate you joining us. You're a senior, one of the few seniors on this team from Terrace Park, Ohio, right? It's right around Cincinnati, correct?
Yes, yes.
So when I think of Cincinnati, I think a lot of people think of Reds, Bengals, teams like that. But it seems like soccer is a growing sport. You have the MLS team there now. It just seems like it's growing in that area.
Yeah, there is FC Cincinnati in Cincinnati, and they are awesome. They had a really good season. I think it was last season, and they're really fun to watch, and Messi even comes sometimes.
So that's
I don't know how that works, I guess, because he's on, like, Inter Miami, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
To have Messi in Cincinnati.
It's a hot ticket for sure. When you look at this team this year, off to a really good start, all are playing well. What's the key to your success so far?
I think our senior class, even though we're small, like there's only 4 of us. I don't think it's ever been that small of a senior class. We all are just like really connected and close with each other. And I think that like helps us to connect to the younger players because there's a lot of younger players. There's only like 4 juniors, I think, 4 or 5 juniors. And so the majority is underclassmen. And I think that our class does a good job of like including them into things, and we're all just like really close, tight knit friends.
Yeah. I think it's really important to have a strong senior class. I can see just from watching y'all how the freshmen step up, and I'm guaranteeing that's just from the senior class, like incorporating them into things, making them feel comfortable, making them feel like they can step up. So that's really important.
Yep.
On your team, you because you mentioned there's not a lot of seniors, how important is your leadership role to this team, to some of the younger girls out there?
It was like at first hard for me because I'm not somebody who's really like screaming in your face and like telling you what to do. But like, I think I'm more of like a encouraging, like empowering leader who just like lets people know that they can keep going and keep trying. And like, I lead from there, I feel like. And but then there's also other seniors on our team who are like amazing at getting in your face and telling you like, you need to do this. And like, it's not too mean, but it's like the perfect amount.
Mm-hmm. Like a balance.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Caitlin and Emma are the other seniors. Am I missing anybody else?
And Sydney Taylor.
Sydney Taylor. You play with them for a long while now, so I imagine that chemistry is really strong between this group of seniors.
Yeah, Sydney Taylor and Emma Spivey and I played on like our club team together when we were like 10 years old, 9 years old. So we've known each other for a long time.
I was going to ask you about your club team, King's Hammer, correct?
Yes.
That was a really successful, it has been a really successful program. What did you learn about just how to win and how to play soccer that's helped you translate to the next level?
I think King's Hammer did a good job of like reminding us to always have fun and enjoy it and not make it too serious or like too like crazy. And we just like had a lot of fun. And my team, I remember my team senior year of high school for King's Hammer was just, like, everybody had so much fun, but we were still serious about it, but we had on fun. Yeah.
Well, September now, we're in September, hard to believe that, but the kind of getting that fall weather a little bit, do you like fall? What's your favorite season?
I like fall, but I like summer the most, I'd say, because you get to go to the beach, you get to go on vacation, no school, but I also like the fall. I just don't really like the winter that much.
Really? Why is that?
I don't like playing soccer in the cold. Okay, like, it's hard to play in the cold because your feet get cold. And then it's hard to, like, shoot and stuff. But, yeah, that's fair.
Coming back from Texas.
Yeah.
How big of an adjustment was that for you again?
Honestly, it wasn't that big of an adjustment just because it goes from being really hot to, like, kind of cool. But I think the biggest adjustment is not walking out of the house in shorts. Like, that's just blowing my mind. In September in Texas, it's still 90, 100 degrees. So having to put on a jacket every now and again, kind of, it's weird, huh?
The only downfall to fall is, in my opinion, it's you got to wait all the way again till summer. It's the longest turnaround to summer. I want it to be hot again. Yeah, I'm a summer guy. But when you look at, okay, so I'm going to put you to the test here. We're not done with the rapid fire. You got 7 career goals at EKU. Do you remember them all? Like who they were against?
Stetson, I think, was my first one.
2022, correct.
Yeah. And then
there's just so many.
Always remember your first, yeah.
The first, Bellarmine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bellarmine. And is it non-conference also?
All together, yeah. Okay. All together.
NTU. Two of them.
We had two against NTU, yep.
And we play NKU on Thursday. Yep. Right? So that. Yep. North Florida.
Yep.
I think I had 2 against Stetson, actually.
You did in 2 separate games.
Yeah, 2 different games.
Yep. So you got 6 of the 7.
All right. It's a meme. Okay. I don't know what the last one is. I forgot.
The one this year.
Oh, look, it's... Yeah, my bad.
Toledo.
What was that again?
Toledo.
Sorry, the games at the beginning of the year, like, blurred together.
That is pretty good, though. That is pretty good. Okay. Yeah, so you passed the test. There's so much talent on this team. This team was really deep, in my opinion. What's it like to play with a group that there's just so much firepower?
It's awesome. I love it because I love playing, like, super, like, intense and, like, giving it my all. So when everybody's doing that, like, I feel like we can beat anyone. And we've been playing really good, so.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think, as a team, that y'all have unlocked that ability to just play so intensely?
I think it just, like, we have a lot of people who have that mindset. Like, I think it's, like, something that's hard to teach. Like, I think you either just have it or you don't.
Yeah.
Like, because you have to, like, want it, like, in your heart, I feel like.
There's a couple non-conference games left. I know a lot of focus is on the ASUN and winning the ASUN and going deep like you did last year. What's it going to take to get to that point? Because you got there to the championship game last year. You want to go a step further, obviously.
Something our coach has us do is just focus on the next game. Like, don't look back at the last game and don't look too far ahead to the next game. Just focus on the next game. And if you can take care of that game, then you just keep going and keep winning. Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved in soccer? Tell us the background. Did you get involved in an early age?
Yeah, I was playing soccer since I was like 3. My dad is kind of like a soccer crazy guy, and he loves soccer. He loves Liverpool. And yeah, all 3 of my siblings play soccer, and my brother actually is a freshman at Bellarmine on their soccer team. So it's just kind of like a family thing.
Do you ever get to watch any of his games? I know I probably go back and watch them. Like, yes.
I went to the UK game because UK played Bellarmine and they lost 1-0. But UK is pretty good this year. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You think you could take him 1-on-1?
Honestly, I have. Like, 2 years ago, we played a lot. But now he's getting a little bigger.
You got the speed. You got the speed. Yeah. You just get around it.
Yeah.
When you look at so far your soccer career, I know there's hopefully more exciting moments ahead before the season comes to an end. Do you have a favorite moment at EKU so far?
Probably one of my favorite moments was in the tournament last year. We have an Italian player, Kiki Iarapromoli. She's amazing, but she played this song after we won. I think it was against North Florida, and like we started playing the song after every game we'd win on the tournament, and it's just like this Italian song, and we're all playing that on the bus. It's my favorite moment. We don't know the words, but it's awesome.
It's better if you just mumble yours. Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of road trip, what is this doll I'm hearing? What the
the
Labubu?
Yeah. The Labubu doll.
Okay, so tell us about the Labubu.
So we were just in Nashville, Tennessee, and we have this thing called like a coffee walk where you can like choose to go wake up early and go on a coffee walk with the team and walk to get coffee. And so part of the team was walking to get coffee in the streets of Nashville, and Lauren Link screams, "Oh my gosh!" And we're like, "Oh my god, what? Like, we thought something bad happened." She's like, "Labubu!" And there's like a blue Labubu sitting in this like grass, like fenced off area, just like by itself. And we're like, "What the heck is that?" And so our coach is like, "Oh my gosh, like, what is going on?" And Link climbs the fence and gets the Labubu. And the Labubus are like these like trendy like dolls that everybody's like wanting to get. They're like $30-$40, but it's like literally just like a little something.
Yeah.
And people are saying that they can have like evilness to it and like bring bad luck and evil things. And so Link picks up this little boo-boo and she washes it off. She's cleaning it, like she's carrying it around in a soapy cup all day long. And my coach is like, "What is going on?" And so that was the morning of the game. And so then we go to the game. We start the game off like, it's okay, whatever. And then at halftime, Link's like, "Oh my gosh, I feel sick. Lauren Link, who found the Labubu, and she starts to feel very sick. And we're like, "What the heck?" And then we continue out the rest of the game, and we're like, we end up tying the game. We didn't win.
Right.
And we go to leave, and the bus gets stuck. And we're waiting there for like an hour because the back of the bus, like we're going down a hill, and the back of the bus gets like caught like on the slope, and so like the back wheel was like hovering, and our coach was like, "Go get that freaking Labubu doll. I think it was that Labubu." and Link starts freaking out. She's like, "Please, no, please, I found it." And our coach ends up throwing the Labubu into the woods, and it was actually our teammate got another Labubu. And it's like when you open it up, it's like a mystery. What surprise, like what color it's going to be. And she got the same one that Link had.
Oh, so
at least now has the Labubu back. Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. I don't think anything could top that. Wow. All right. So I don't know how we can top that. But when you just for your pregame routine, what do you like to do? Are you a superstitious kind of player?
I like to start off by reading my Bible and getting in the right mindset, getting like calm and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to kind of just like talk to my friends and hang out with my friends. I don't want to get like too serious because then I feel like I'm thinking too much and then I mess up. So, yeah.
So will the Labubu?
Yes.
Labubu fee on the Northern Kentucky trip?
I don't know if our poach will allow it.
Yeah.
We will see.
We're going to have to get an extra hotel room. We're going to have to. It's a whole situation. All right. What has changed the most since high school for you?
Since high school.
So high school, Maddie Murphy to now present day Maddie Murphy. What's changed the most?
Probably, I think I've gotten way like more into like my faith. Like in high school, I really didn't care much or like think much about God or anything. And now since being at EKU, like our team, my freshman year was super faithful. And I had a lot of seniors who like instilled like Jesus and like let me know what it was all about. And so now like I kept learning every year. And I think that's what I've grown most in.
That's awesome.
How have you seen that change your game at all?
Yeah. So I used to like, I'm kind of an anxious person. So like during games, I would get nervous and I would always be like scared of messing up. But then like finding Jesus and finding God has made me realize that like I don't have to worry about messing up. Like all God cares about is if I give it my hardest and I'm a good teammate to my teammates and I'm like a good support. So it just takes the pressure off and like you can play for something more than just like yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not as much pressure with the wins and losses.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you still an art major?
I changed my major a few times, but okay. I'm kind of wanting to do something with like graphic design. I'm a public relations
yeah.
major. Yeah.
You're telling me you're very interested in graphic design and kind of being able to lay out things like that. Where do you, yes. where do you think that come from? Because it's kind of still an art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you think that come from?
I don't know. Art has always been like the thing in school that I was the best at. Like I don't really like math. I don't really like reading. So I would always like to take art classes. And so I like painting in my free time
mm.
and stuff like that. So I thought like, why not have a job that also is
yeah.
kind of related
yeah.
to that?
Yeah. My mother was an art teacher in high school for like 30 years. So do you have a favorite like media of choice? Like, do you like canvas? Do you like what's your go-to?
Yeah, I definitely like painting on canvas with like acrylic paints.
Sorry.
And I just made some shoes for one of our coaches, Darius.
You made shoes for him?
Like I painted on the shoes.
Oh, okay.
No. So I decided like stitch them or anything, but I painted on them.
Right.
And yeah, I just like painting and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Does he wear them?
Yeah, he wore them today in practice. Yeah.
I'd be afraid. That's kind of like the collector's item. You get them out of the box, yeah. they lose their appeal.
Put it up on the shelf.
Yeah, put it in a frame or something like that.
Yeah.
I would think like having an art gallery would be super cool.
Yeah.
Like, do you have paintings that you've painted before that are like your favorite? You want to do something in an art gallery maybe? Or what would you like to do there?
Yeah, I definitely, me and Stephanie are actually roommates and I hung up a few of my paintings in our house. But yeah.
You need to draw a picture of yourself with the soccer ball or something.
with the Labubu.
Self-portrait, yeah, yeah. How would your teammates describe you off the field? You got your roommate here beside you. You may want to ask her.
I don't know, Stephanie, what do you think?
Always brings energy. Little sweet moment there. You need the Queen X's? Yeah. But no, it always someone that brings energy. Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Hard to do, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you have a 6 a.m. lift. Are you crazy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there's a new documentary coming out about Maddie Murphy. What do you want? Who do you want the actress to be in that role?
I don't know.
To play yourself.
To play myself? My sister kind of looks like me, but okay. She's a little crazy. So I don't know. Maybe myself.
Yourself? Oh.
I don't want to trust
nobody.
The person.
Nobody better than yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you ready for the wheel?
Oh, okay.
You ready for the wheel? All right. You all got that?
Yeah.
Speaking of 6 a.m. lift. All right, we got some good ones on here. All right, three spins. Yeah. Not consecutive, or three separate ones.
I'm confused. One spin.
One spin three times.
Caesar. go to karaoke.
Go to karaoke.
Oh, you have to sing this. We'll
sing it if it is karaoke.
We've been waiting for somebody to get this.
Probably Love Story by Taylor Swift.
Take it away.
Do you need a beat?
I hope it's the right one. You were on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset.
That's not. Is that what? No, that's You Belong With Me.
Yeah, I meant You Belong With Me then. Sorry.
So anything Taylor Swift.
Yeah, anything Taylor Swift. Because then I guess that's good to say.
Yeah,
that's a good one, yeah. Even though we had the wrong song.
Which teammate would you pick to be stuck on a deserted island with?
Let me think. Probably Caitlin Rowlett.
Mm.
She is always calm in every situation. I've never seen her raise her voice or freak out about anything. So definitely Caitlin Rowlett.
Yeah.
Your best chance of survival. Yeah. Yeah. And you can see that on the field, too, kind of the way she plays. Yeah. Yeah. Very good choice. Very good choice. All right. Last one. Your worst sport.
Probably volleyball.
Okay.
Volleyball, beach.
Beach volleyball.
Oh, that's a hard one. Yeah.
Playing the beach, it's a lot more challenging.
Very.
Than regular.
Yes.
Did you play any other sports growing up?
I played basketball, but no other
sports. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd say more particular beach volleyball. Yeah, that would be difficult to play.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Go, fast and
speed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
Use your speed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always feel like Scooby-Doo. You know how, like, in the Scooby-Doo cartoon? Just right the legs. Legs go, but you don't go anywhere real quick. I always felt like Scooby-Doo when I was playing beach volleyball. Well, Maddie, appreciate your time. It was great to chat with you. Thanks so much for your time, and best of luck the rest of the year. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, that is our guest today, Maddie Murphy of the EKU women's soccer team. Best of luck to her as the season goes along. Till next time, you've been kicking it with the Colonels.